so I'd encourage you to take some time if you need more time later in the day, during the week, to do some intentional reflecting, giving thanks to the Lord for the ways he's blessed you. I hope it's been encouraging just in these few moments to think back on the ways that God has blessed, because he is good, he is faithful, and because he is love. He has demonstrated his goodness, his faithfulness, and his loving kindness to us. Second area of intentional reflection is to grieve your losses. Now, it's fun to do the blessings. It's not as much fun to grieve your losses. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, Jesus, on the Sermon on the Mount, one of the 10 Beatitudes, says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." He doesn't say, if you mourn. He says, blessed are you, because there is the expectation and all of these things that if we are people of the kingdom of God, we will be people who know and who practice mourning, who practice grieving, because life is full of pain. While it's not fun, and no one really wants to do it, it is an essential part of walking with God. You know, the Bible is filled with many examples of grieving. Oftentimes, the scriptures will call it laments. There are laments such as in the book of Habakkuk, as he lamented the coming judgment of God. There is Jesus in the Garden of Eden, in the Garden of Gethsemane, as he is, one day we'll be in the Garden of Eden, but in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he is grieving, he is lamenting what is coming next. Father, if there's any way to take this cup from me, please do so. But yet not my will, but your will be done. He knew what was coming. He was grieving what was about to happen. There's a whole book called Lamentations. That's all about lamenting pain and sorrow and loss. And there are a number of psalms that the scriptures have with us of giving us patterns of people who have lamented, who have grieved pain and suffering and injustice and wrong and losses. But no one likes to do it. No one likes to grieve the pain and the losses of life. We would rather focus on the good stuff. We'd rather focus on the things that go well. But there is an essential practice that we must take, and a rhythm we must build in our lives of, instead of just moving forward and just pretending like nothing has happened, to be able to take some time regularly and do some intentional reflecting. Sometimes we may rationalize that the things that have happened in our lives or in this past year are really not that big of a deal. But if we try to move on without dealing with them, without grieving them, those things will begin to take their toll on us. They'll begin to take their toll on our walk with God. Common results of not grieving the losses of our lives or the losses of our recent is depression. You may find yourself angry or bitter. You may find yourself turning to addictive practices. And when we talk about addictive practices, we think immediately of drugs and alcohol or pornography or things like that. But addictive practices can be, in the midst of pain, just going to the refrigerator to eat to kind of find comfort, or going on your phone and just scrolling Facebook for no reason, or looking at sports scores or looking at Instagram or whatever it may be, just to escape, and it becomes an addiction. You're not even sure why you're doing it, or you're sitting down in front of the TV and you're not even sure why you're watching it because there's nothing on. It's just something to focus on, and these things that we don't think of as bad become addictive practices. And oftentimes it's because of pain. And they may keep us from taking faith-filled risks. You may think, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal, but the reality is if we don't deal with it, it will deal with us. You know, if you have a cut on your hand, and you look at it and you go, it's not that big of a deal. And you walk along, and somebody bumps up against your hand, you find out really quickly that what you thought really wasn't that big of a deal is a big deal. Because you may think, it's just a small cut, no need to take care of it. Somebody hits that, and what do you do? Oh! And all of a sudden, that person who didn't even know there was a cut there and who didn't try to hit your hand goes, whoa, 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 what's going on with you? It's because there's unaddressed pain and they've touched it. It's the same thing with the losses and the pains of our lives. If we don't deal with them, they're going to come out. Whether it's situations or people, sometimes we process life through undealt with pain, things that we have not grieved. I was talking with a senior citizen recently, and they were talking about how challenging life has become because the things that they've done all their lives and the things that they've enjoyed doing physically and energy-wise, they just aren't able to do it anymore. And I think a lot of our senior folks are dealing with those kinds of things as I talk with various folks, that you're just not able to do what you want to do, not able to do the things that you would hope to do. Your heart's there, but there's just physical limitations. And those are things that need to be grieved because they are losses. Something that you wanted, something that you love, but is no longer there or no longer possible. And these losses need to be grieved. They need to be processed. They need to be brought into the presence of Jesus. They need to be felt. And so in the scriptures, whenever the psalmist would work through their pain, work through their losses, they would spend some time crying out to God. They would feel the emotion and the pain, and they cry out to God about it. It's a little bit hard to see some of those last words, but you need to feel the emotion and the pain and cry out to God about it. And even if it gets hard and the emotions start to get pretty raw and you start to feel anger, you start to get really down, you start to feel these things, don't give up. Press into them. You know, oftentimes we read the psalmist and they're just, you know, it's ba-boom, 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 and they come to the end of it and life's wonderful again. And we read it in real time, but the psalmists, they're not writing it. They're not communicating it in real time. They're communicating it in the process. Because as they cried out with their emotion and their pain, they then asked God to meet them in their pain, and they asked God to come and to fix it. I don't know about you, but a lot of times the fixing isn't instantaneous. Amen? The fixing that God brings is not usually instantaneous. And if there's somebody who has it figured out of how to get it to be an instantaneous thing, I would love to talk to you about it. But the pattern of God, it seems, the pattern of Scripture is that the ways in which he works is not an instantaneous thing. It's a journey thing. He wants us to walk through stuff. And so he brings a healing, but it takes a while sometimes because he wants us to walk through it. And then always the psalmist in those psalms of lament would give thanks and praise to God for how he is using it for good, how he has worked, the ways in which they have seen the goodness, the love, the faithfulness, the character of God exhibited in that situation. And so I've added that top one. And the psalmist didn't always have the presence of the Holy Spirit with them at all times to bring things to mind. So I would encourage you, we're going to do an exercise here of asking the Spirit of God to bring to mind a loss from this past year. And let me encourage you, if you've never done this for your life, this is a very needed and helpful thing. Because a lot of times we're walking through stuff and we don't realize that we're approaching life through unprocessed, ungrieved pain or loss. So ask the Holy Spirit to bring a loss to mind. Allow the emotion, pain, cry out to God personally about it. And let me just stop here for a moment and say this. Sometimes we think that we have to hold it together in church. And sometimes you may shut down stuff, the emotions that the Lord is bringing out, because, oh, what are people going to think of me? Or I don't want people to see me like this, or whatever it may be. But if there's any place that we should be able to be honest and real and raw if we need to be, it should be in church, right? So if it's there, it's all right. Go for it. Asking God to meet us in our pain and giving thanks. Now, if you're expecting to walk through all four of those in like the 5 minutes of the next song, don't be disappointed. this is just to get you started. This may even just be allowing God to begin to bring it. My intention is not that you walk out of here going, boy, I grieved all my losses from the past year or my whole life. But this is just an opportunity to take a step. So let me pray for us, as I did before. Let me pray for us and ask that the Holy Spirit would lead this time and bring a loss and begin to lead you down that road of grieving the losses. Father, I thank you that when we mourn, that you comfort us. And so, Father, I pray for a spirit of freedom in this place to allow you to bring to mind those things that have been losses, that have hurt, that we need to grieve in this past year. And Lord, may there be a sense of safety. For Lord, in your presence, there is safety. In your presence, there is your love and your peace. And so, Father, as we would think about losses of the past year, I pray that it would be led by you. And I pray that we would begin that process now to grieve those things that we've lost. Thank you for the promise of your comfort. We trust you for it in due season. In Jesus' name, amen. Take a few moments and just begin to allow the Lord to bring to mind some of the things that you may need to grieve for losses of this past year.